Today is the 12th of August, 2022, Friday, and we're running a little late. We took a little trip today to Shelnau, Missouri, a beautiful, beautiful area next to Table Rock Lake. It was kind of nice to get away for a little bit. And anyway, today Mark is ready to read for us chapter 7 of Acts out of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. And so we'll turn it over to Mark for his reading. And we'll go from there.
We don't. Okay. And God. Read Acts 7, 6, 2. Let's read that first.
The complete chapter of Acts 7.
Okay. God speak on this wise, Acts 7, 6, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, they should reign in the bondage and treat them evil 400 years. KJV. Acts 7, 6, context, and said to him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come to the land where I shall show thee. Then he came out of the land, the Chaldeans, dwelt in Charan. From thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land. Wherein ye now dwell, and he gave him none inheritance, and no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for possession to his seed after him. When as yet he had no child, and God spake in this wise, that his seed should endure in old strange land, that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. The nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. After that shall they shall come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave them the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 4 patriarchs, and patriarchs moved with envy. Sold Joseph in Egypt, and God was with him. So as far as it goes.
Yeah. Okay, we had a little glitch. We're going to have to go back. This is a very long chapter, and so start over. Hopefully this time we'll get the show.
Then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he said, Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said to him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come to the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land, the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan. From thence, when his father was dead, he removed into this land. Wherein ye now dwell, he gave him none inheritance in it. No, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for possession, to seed after him when as yet he had no child. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, they should bring him into bondage. Treat the evil 400 years, a nation whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. After that they shall come forth and serve me in this place. He gave them the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begat Isaac, circumcised him the eighth day. Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. the patriarchs moving with him. He sold Joseph in Egypt, and God was with him, delivered him out of all afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom, the son of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction our fathers found on sustenance. When Jacob heard there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. The second time Joseph was made known to his brethren, Joseph's care was made known to Pharaoh. Then said Joseph, and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred 75 souls. So Jacob went down to Egypt and died. He and our fathers were carried over to Shechem. It laid in the sepulchre that Abraham bought some of the money of the sons of Emer, the father of Shechem, but when the time of promise drew nigh, which God had sworn Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Till another king arose which knew not Joseph, the same dealt suddenly with our kindred evil and treated our fathers that they cast out their young children, in they might not live, in which time Moses was born with exceeding fair. Nourished in his father's house 3 months. He was cast out. Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, was mighty in words and in deeds. He was full 40 years old, it came in his heart to visit his brethren and children of Israel. Seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For suppose his brethren who had understood how that God by his hand delivered them, they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, you are brethren, why do you wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrusting away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Without kill me, as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday, that said Moses the same. Stranger in the land of Midian. Yet two sons of 40 years were expired, there appeared to him the wilderness of Mount Sinai, an angel of the Lord, and a flame of fire in a bush. Moses saw, and he wondered at the sight. As he drew near, behold, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and durst not behold. Said the Lord to him, Put out thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. I have heard their groaning, and have come down and delivered them, and now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? Saying, Did God send to be a ruler and deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush? He brought them out after he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and the Red Sea. For those 4 years, this is that Moses which said in the children of Israel, Prophet, shall the Lord your God raise up unto you and your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church, the wilderness, the angel, spake to him in the Mount Sinai with our fathers. He received a light of oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey. Thrust him from them, and their hearts turned back and again to Egypt, saying unto Aaron, Make us gods to go before us. For as this Moses has brought us out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, an offered sacrifice to the idol, and joyous to worship your own hands. The God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 4 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your God Remphan, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had a tabernacle to witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, speaking to Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Which also our fathers came after and brought him with Jesus, possession of the Gentiles, whom God laid out before the face of our fathers in the days of David. He found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle with the God of Jacob. Solomon built him a house, howbeit the Most High dwelled not in temples made with hands. Said the prophet, Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord, or was it place of my rest. Have not my hands made all things. You stiff neck and sorceress and hard ears. You always resist the Holy Ghost. Fathers did so do ye. Which the prophets have not your father persecuted, and they have slain them, which shall before the coming of the just one, whom ye have been now the traitors and murderers, who received the law and the taste of angels, have not kept it. When they heard these things, were cut to heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and he was standing on the right hand of God. Said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. Cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes. The young man's peace name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, saying, Lord, lay not this sin in their charge. He said this, he fell asleep.
Well, that was a long chapter, but it was really a tremendous message, final message for Stephen to deliver before they killed him, before they stoned him. Quite a history of what led up to the coming of Christ, and also his proclamation of who Christ was. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.